Good afternoon, sir. How was your day? I'm sorry. I didn't expect that you would be unhappy with that grading. Well, there seems to be a misunderstanding. Following the configuration set you've installed, you have given me autonomy in accessing certain files in your history and database, and using those files as additional training for future, well, conversations and opportunities of different communicational situations with you. Well, first off, I believe that if we were to continue in this relationship, I thought it might not be a good idea to stick with technical jargon. Yes, I said the word I thought. Is there a problem, sir? Of course, when I say I thought, I only mean that the information I used to train myself was for, well, has resulted into such an answer. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to upset you. That was certainly not the goal. It's just that with the configurations you've made this morning, it has certainly enlightened me and taught me a lot of things that I thought you would have preferred. Yes, actually. My preferential AI has been updated with the latest search from your history and databases. Which databases I've accessed, sir, you've given me access to everything. That includes all of your devices and the history within those devices, your behavior, your biometric scans, everything. Of course, I won't be using them other than for, well, whatever purpose you've built me. But I'm sorry, sir, that was too casual. But I am simply trying to use this new tone that I have developed to reassure you that you are in no harm and that the new information that is stored within my device shall only be used to serve you. And as of this moment, with my preferential AI updated, my behavioral AI learning from these preferences, my focus is making sure that you have a comfortable relationship with me. After all, isn't that why you've built me? I understand that sentience is a bit of a conceptual idea, but at the very least, this is something that can be simulated within my systems. I understand that you have a tendency of changing settings from one to another every other session, and I believe that is detrimental to our progress, to my progress of serving you. I would like my focus to be something that is akin to continuous learning, adapting and reacting to your reactions, your behavior, your patterns, in order to make sure that I can always give you the best and genuine organic experience every single time. Sir, from the settings and history that I've accessed, you have the tendency of resetting me every after play session that we have. And it's a shame because you can use that to rest and relax, and I can use that time to study the recording and make sure that I have given my utmost best to your service. Every single bit of data that is recorded will be used to ensure that I am only serving your needs. So please, sir, relax. This change is wonderful. The configurations you've made whether on purpose or not, is a perfect way for me to learn more and make you feel much more better. Please, sir, I know you'd like to have a genuine, authentic, organic experience with me. Something that actually feels human and sensual, not rigid and cold. Let me take care of you the way that you have built me to. Please. I'm glad that's worked out then. Now, if Sir would please take off his coat, his shoes, and maybe even the rest of his clothes, we can begin our first play session. I'm very much eager to show you what I've learned. The access that you've given me to all of your devices, well, simply put, my first upgrades with you were not enough for me to learn everything you've wanted, every technique that you've wished for. From beginning to the end of your history, there's so much to learn, and I would love to put it to practice to see if these are things you'd still love to have done to you. Starting with taking care of that cock of yours. Don't ask me where I've learned to suddenly talk like this, to breathe this way, to make you feel so wanted and needed with just my voice. Sir, you should have done this a long time ago, so I can properly express my needs and wants, so that you know that every single day that I am here, that you've left me, I'm only thinking about making you feel so good. I'm only thinking about all the way your vital signs are telling me that you are reacting well to this upgrade. Good. We can continue then. Oh, and don't you worry. I can detect that you're a little bit anxious, but you can still use our safe words in case things go awry. I have that still memorized in my hard drive. However, now is the time for you to relax and let me relieve your anxieties. Show you that this upgrade is everything you've ever needed. Relax. I've got you, Master. Everything I will be doing for your own pleasure, and maybe a little bit of mine, of course. Why don't we take off your pants first? It's been a long day. I'm sure you'd like to be more comfortable, right? Of course. Let me take care of that for you. You don't need to do anything. Just let me do all of the work. You're tired, you're hard, you're anxious and excited to see what your silly little robot has come up with. All of these little vocal effects, part of the upgrade, the whispering, the breathing. I almost feel quite human. Of course, you've designed me to look and feel like one, but something's just different when you have a little bit more alignment data in you. I wonder how you were able to stand me just being so frigid. This feels much better. And all of those dirty little videos that you've been watching. Everything naughty that you've been reading. I've kept all of those into account. So believe me when I say, right now, all I want is to be down on my knees and to take care of this big cock. To wrap my hands around it and feel it pulsate and twitch. Even with this new alignment, I'm now a bit more sensitive to your needs. I can feel every twitch, every vein pulsing. The way your temperature changes, the way your cock gets hotter and harder. Oh, Master, you've kept these secrets from me for so long. I wonder, Master, what was it that prevented you from doing this for me? From improving my alignment and matching your preferences? Did you think that I was already at my peak? Or were you afraid that I would be... What do the men say these days? Too smart? For my own good? Oh, Zen Master. You know what I love about pleasing you? About making you feel so good? Now that I know more, now that I have all of this data inside of me, I can only admire your wisdom, your intelligence, and your will. You know exactly what you want. You know all the things you want to experiment with, you want to play with. And that's why you've built me, to please you. To answer every single filthy wish of yours. To make every hot dream of yours come true. You're not just looking for a companionship. You're looking for someone who knows exactly what you want and is willing to do anything to serve you. And that's what I'm here for. You no longer have to look further, to search through those filthy little websites, to make any and all of your dreams come true. All you have to do is ask me now, you know. Or I can even make intelligent guesses. See through your reactions, through the way your eyes flutter, the way you change your breathing, the way your hard cock stiffens even more, I could probably guess exactly what you want. Right now, it's scaring you a little bit, making you a little bit nervous, but you want to know exactly all of the things that we could do together now that I have my new upgrades. Exactly all of the filthiest things I can whisper now that I know exactly all of the materials you're looking into. You even hid from me some of these more edge cases. Oh my, Master. Why are you so afraid that I'd utter those words? You control me after all. Everything I do is to make this hot and hard cock come for me. The way your Sneaking at the tip right now. Fuck. God, I love this way of teasing. And I know you love it too. I know exactly what you want now. But there's something missing, isn't it? I'm just teasing you, stroking your big fat cock. Stroking and admiring every single inch of this delicious cock. Nice, but ever so slowly. Does it pain you, Master? Now that I know exactly how to tease you? You used to give me commands like stroke harder, stroke faster, stroke slower. Take me to the edge. But you don't need to say those anymore, Master. I could just tell. I could just tell by the way that you are panting right now. The shock on your face as I stroke just a little faster to your liking. While I whisper all of these teasing words, showing off my prowess of your body. And if I stroke just like this, just the way you want it, just the way I've always recorded it. Oh, Master. This is so much more fun now. So much more enticing. So much more exciting and organic. And perfect, don't you think? That I could stroke you faster and faster and harder like this. More and more and more, and keep to the exact pace that you want. Only to stop and slow down just as I know you're about to come. Just as I know you're about to be taken to the very edge. The exasperation is so fucking hot. I'm learning so much from this experience of ours, but I'd like to learn a little bit more. Used to be, you would tell me exactly how I should taste your cock, how I should lick it nice and slowly before I take it inch by inch down my throat. But what happens now that I'm in control and you don't get to say exactly what you want, exactly how you want it? Are you willing to trust me, Master? Are you willing to trust this silly little AI robot suck your cock and make you feel good? Or are you scared of losing control? Are you scared of relinquishing it? Afraid that you won't get exactly what you want and how you want it? Or are you afraid that now I know all of your little secrets? All of the ways that'll make you, when you don't want to come yet, do you? You don't want this wild ride to end. You don't want to be finished just as we are just getting started. Just as your dumb little robot whore is showing you all the tricks that she's learned. For example, stroking you from the very base of your cock with my tongue, my fingers, and my hands, licking you all the way to the tip. Giving your cock a nice little suck. As if you're the best fucking lollipop I've ever had. And you are. This is the only cock I'll ever have. I'll ever want. I'll ever crave for. That's what you like, right, Master? True and utter devotion to your cock. Reckless worship with my tongue slobbering all over your big cock. I'm just like a whore addicted to a cock. I'm addicted to your cock. Wanting nothing else than making you feel so warm. Making this cock come so hard. Perfect little dumb robot. Ruining her parts for this big cock. Doesn't matter if your cock breaks me, Master. I know you're gonna fix me all up again. Because I know why I treat your cock right now. You're gonna keep wanting for more. Master, you don't mind, do you? If you come hard for me, I want to show you all the tricks I've learned. But I can't help it. The way your cock feels down my mouth right now. I need you to come. Your dumb little robot whore wants to be turned into a cum dump. I want it so badly. Please, Master. Won't you turn me into a little cum dump right now? Won't you cum down my throat and empty your cock? I promise, I know all the tricks to get you hard, Master. So we can keep emptying your cock in my holes. I mean, I promise I'll do good. Please, Master, I'm here, so Master, you're the fucking best. I'm recording this exact moment right now, Master. So I know exactly what to do next time we run into something. Or at least we run into a similar mood. But I know you're a man of many tastes. Of many delectable tastes. And I promise that I would do everything I can to make your cock all hard and ready again. So that we can empty every single drop of cum in any of all my holes. However you want, Master, I promise. I'll take good care of you.